என்ன தவம் பார்ட் ஒய் பை எம் ஜி வாசுதேவன். ஐ மஸ்ட் பி கெட் அ சன் டு ரிலீவ் த கிளாஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் புட் இன் த புட் நர்காம் ஃபார் மீ அண்ட் மை ஆன்சஸ்டர்ஸ் மை பித்ருக்கள் அண்ட் டு எனேபிள் அஸ் டு ரீச் த ஸ்வர்கம் ஈஸிலி. தட் இஸ் வை த சன் இஸ் கால்ட் புத்ரன். திஸ் இஸ் த ஜெனரல் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் அஸ் பர் சாஸ்திரம் ட்ரெடிஷன் ஃபார் ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ் மார்டல்ஸ். If Parvasudevan, that supreme lord himself, who is that ultimate problem solver and the solution for all ills in this and all other worlds, is the Putran for a set of human beings, what is the sort of relief he will give to his parents? To put that question the other way, what are all the benefits the parents will get from such a son? Is it only relief from the Putnargam or Moksham or something else? I feel it may be something more valuable, that something else is that their name will always be remembered along with the name of the Lord, as long as that Lord is meditated on or thought about in this world. Can anything else be equal to this benefit or bhagyam in this world or that world? So is it a wonder if many address such parents like King Dashrath or Vasudeva, Devaki or Yashoda, what is that you did to beget that Purushottaman, the Supreme Lord, as a son? Or what is that penance did you do to beget such a son? Can these or somebody really quantify or qualify what is that davam or penance? Is it really possible to get an answer? See the lines below. Here the mother Yashoda is showered with such accolades. This song is by Sri Bhavnasam Sivan in Raga Kapi, a song marvel. Oh, Yashoda, what was that penance you did, that Parabrahmam, that supreme universal Lord calls you, oh my mother? To get such a call from such a supreme person, what was the penance you did? Point. The author did not name that supreme child as Krishna or Keshwa or by any one of those 1,000 names which are made familiar to us by Sri Bhishma called Sri Vishnu Sahasranamam. He calls it straight ingum nirai parabrahmam. The author puts in very simple words a mahatattvam. He is a realized soul, says the same Krishna in his magnum opus Srimad Bhagavat Gita, chapter 7, sloka 19. This author simply puts it across for us to realize. That Supreme Lord, the Jagat Karanan, that Yengum Nirai Parabrahmam from which all were created, has come in the form of child and calls Yashoda, O my mother. Is there any doubt that she is a blessed soul? So it is fully logical to inquire and know from her what penance she did to beget such a child, or to know what is the means to get him. Meaning of Anuballavi. To hold that Lord in your lap as your own child, to caress that child, to feed that child with milk with your hands, to see the child growing in your care, that child who created all the 14 lokam, 14 worlds, to do all those things. Oh, Yashoda, what was the kind of penance you did? Meaning of Charanan 1, the creator of worlds, the Brahma, the king of Devas, the Indra. These people envy with you, oh, Yashoda, on your extraordinary capacity in making that Lord Krishna subdued, that Kuttikannan subdued. You are able to subdue him by tying him in the mortar as a sort of punishment, made him to keep quiet by putting a finger on the mouth. To get released from this punishment, he also started begging to you for pardon. To make that Lord do all this, oh Yashoda, what was the kind of penance you did? Why not enlighten us on that davam? Comment, tears. Are they not flowing from your eyes in that marvelous joy of seeing that scene on your mental screen? Plain, if you visualize such a scene, that Krishna is tied in mortar, begging to mother, and she says, keep quiet. Why Brahma and Indra alone to become jealous about Yashoda? What about you and me on her bhagyan to have that Lord goes begging before the mother? In Tamil, there is a quote by Unknown which reads, the painting or picture or sketch, Oviam, is a poem for the eyes. A poem is a painting which is to be read and heard for enjoyment. Point is, see that scene in your mind. Krishna himself is a poem. He begging before mother, another poem. Definitely you will also get that jealousy on Bhagyam of mother Yashoda. That is the life of this PS song, meaning of Charanam 2. The rishis and sons of Brahma, namely Sanagar, Sanandanar, Sanandar, Sandakumarar, Etal did strain a lot by doing lot of penance and got that Krishna Darshanam, Sobhagyam. But you, holy lady, simply got all these so easily. Tell us, what is that penance you did? Comment. P.S. says, these Sanaka and others suffered and then got as a fruit for their suffering his and consequent benefits, but oh, Yasodhā, you got it so easily. Then is she not a revered mother, deserving that bhagyam? This is that thavam of filling him through the mouth into the mind and filling the entire body, mind and soul.